More than 13 years ago, a Delaware couple turned grief over the overdose death of their son into action, working to raise awareness and to expand addiction resources across the state. Now they're preparing to pass the torch. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez has more on the couple that's transformed personal loss into public service.
Don Keister and his wife Jean never expected to become leaders in Delaware's response to the opioid crisis. But after their son Tyler died in December 2012, they launched Attack Addiction, a nonprofit working to reduce stigma, save lives, and push for policy change. As the Keisters step away from leadership, Don says his motivation over the past 13 years has always been simple: helping others. It's a mission he hopes the next generation will continue.
You're motivated by the fact that you want to help people that are in recovery. They're not bad people. They need help, and they need medical attention of some kind. And so many just don't realize it, and that they're in such a position that they don't want to take that step. And so if we can help someone take that step and support them either with housing or food or something, I feel like that is something that society needs and that is worthwhile helping.
After more than a decade of turning loss into life-saving work, the Keisters are excited to see the more success in reducing overdose deaths and hopeful for what comes next. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.